and our protection. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And Sidney, talking about confusion, Sidney President's speech last night where he called upon us going to war with ISIS. And yet, of course, where did ISIS come from? Well, if you go up on the internet and look up Aaron Klein and ISIS, Aaron Klein writes for WorldNet Daily. I know Aaron. I've talked to him on a number of occasions. And Aaron has certainly pointed out that 2 years ago, in 2012, why the CIA and certainly other government agencies was training ISIS in Jordan. And basically, you can look up certainly the CIA and ISIS. You'll find the CIA has funded ISIS. Why would we do that? Well, we have to have an enemy if you're going to have a war. And, well, basically, we want a one world government. And the only way we're going to get that one world government is a major war where the people will eventually be willing to give up their sovereignty and go into this new international government. And basically, this is all planned out very, very carefully. And as incredible as it may seem, you go into this Vietnam War. I mean, how was it we were able to fight a little country the size of the state of New Hampshire, not much larger than that, and we were in a battle with them for 10 years, and we lost the war very, very simply because we financed the Viet Cong all during the war. We financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, and I was personally told by both a four-star Marine General, Lew Ault, and Admiral, pardon me, Ambassador Sullivan, that we could have ended the war in 6 weeks at any time. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. Instead, we lost 58,000 men. Same thing in Second World War. We financed the Nazis all during the Second World War. And if you haven't ever heard our 4-CD set on the war against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret, he will tell you how we financed the Nazis, how we made the weapons for the Nazis, and how we helped the Nazis escape following the Second World War. But you're never going to hear this through regular channels. That's why you listen to programs like this. Well, right now, let's go to our special guest for this afternoon, Barry Shamish, one of our favorite guests. He's a Jewish journalist. He lived for 30 years in Israel and certainly was basically very known there, but because of threats against his life, he had to come to the United States, and that their loss has been our gain. He's still widely read in Israel, but at least he has a certain amount of safety here. Barry, you pick up the story.
Every day is something new. Last night, of course, was really a remarkably rotten speech by your president. I mean, you're talking about a flagrant deceit from first word to last. But lucky you, your president is going to rearm the Syrian rebels. And we'll get to that shortly. It's not, Klein was early, but, oh, I hear the music already.
Go right ahead, and I'll tell you when to, yeah, we have to stop.
It's been verified, and I'm going to get one more verification in before the show ends from Israel. The business about arming Assad's rebels has turned into ISIS is pretty well known, but you're going to be arming more Syrian rebels. That was one of the announcements last night.
Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we actually created this civil war in Israel. Over 200,000 innocent civilians have died.
In Syria,
I'm sorry. And basically, it's going to continue and continue, and more people are going to die. And the blood is on your hands, because it's your tax money that's being used.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
That thought will be right back. Why the Barry is comparing what President Obama was doing as far as laying out the background for bombing Iraq and bombing Syria, and then putting, he says, no troops on the ground. We're just going to have a lot of ground troops there, but they're only going to be helping out. And basically, of course, how he is acting very unilaterally, just as Netanyahu did. Netanyahu, when a cabinet wanted to continue the war there with Gaza, they wanted to win the war. Why Netanyahu went to his lawyers who said, oh, he had the right to end the war, at least temporarily. And so they signed a temporary treaty with Hamas so Hamas can rearm, and then we can have another war, and that in Gaza. But go right ahead.
Well, that's, I guess, an okay summation. I'll go into the ugly details if we have the time. All I can say is that you're not going to have boots on the ground. That's another claim by Obama. Your allies are going to be doing the what allies? They're going to be doing the fighting. What allies? As near as I can, you may purge your allies in the last couple of months. The others are Turkey is your ally. They're the ones training this ISIS and sending them into battle in Iraq. They're an ally. Saudi Arabia, they're funding this ISIS along with Qatar. They're an ally. You don't have allies that you, well, that you know about, right? What a plan. And he didn't call them ISIS, by the way. ISIS is Syria, Iraq, liberation, and all that. ISIL is the Levant, which is Israel included. There were little things. I didn't like one word, all right? But look at the background. And, well, I was a little surprised you didn't know this, but now you do. Last Thursday, a week ago today, well, 6 days ago, Pope Francis had a private meeting with President Shimon Peres at the Vatican. Now this, well, let's just go through it. First of all, Peres, maybe he's this stupid. He said he was there to promote his idea of a UN-like organization called United Religions. And then he tells the Vatican media that Francis is the only world leader respected enough to bring an end to the wars raging in the Middle East. Right, sure he is. Everyone likes Francis in the Middle East. But as ridiculous as that claim is, after Peres left the meeting, guess what? Francis made an announcement that in November he will be giving mass in Turkey and possibly even at the Iraqi border. So as dumb as the idea of, United Religions, like there aren't enough organizations in the world, that was for public consumption. But what's going on ain't so hot. And I'll tell you why very shortly. Now, first of all, Peres, to promote this stupid idea of his, says all wars up until now were motivated by nationhood. Now, why, wars are being incited by religion. That's a bunch of crap. Just leave it at that. But that's not, you have to look at the real background. And we will right now. This is the third summit between Peres and Francis, third in the last 4 months. Now, just so you know, the last one, well, was in, what can you say, Israel? You remember the papal visit to Israel, where it was an insult, a slap in the face, and, basically they gave up Mount Zion. What used to be the Tomb of David is now the yeshiva of the Last Supper. They've changed the status. That was done under the table, but it's being noted that Mount Zion really, really was given up to the Vatican in a huge way. But on that same trip, well, Francis invited Peres, not that Danielle, mind you, Peres, to meet him and the Palestinian leader Abbas at the Vatican for a prayer meeting. The real so-called maybe real leader of the Palestinian Authority meets, well, he's not even the president. He's a nothing, supposedly, in the Vatican in June. Now, keep this in mind. They didn't go there to pray. Right? They went there to plot. After this meeting, well, the Middle East just broke out. We had the war with Gaza, where Abbas didn't participate. He didn't come to Hamas's aid. That was probably, undoubtedly, a condition of this meeting. Give us a war that we want. We don't want an extended war. But he stayed out, all right? He stayed out. That's something we know about, all right? But more to the point, there was another meeting just 6 days ago. Now, I'm going to quote the press reports. Okay, now, Paris leaves the meeting after supposedly promoting the United Religions Movement, totally, completely not the subject. It's so wacky. I'm going to quote you. After the meeting, Paris, Francis held a 30-minute closed-door meeting with Jordanian Prince Al-Hassan Ben Talil. And, well, he goes on, he sponsors the Royal Institute for Interfaith Studies and all this baloney. The point is, it was no coincidence. I'm just telling you that straight off, and I wasn't there. I don't know the background, but to have the Israeli and the Jordanian meeting one after another in long closed-door meetings with the Pope, what they were there for, well, we're going to get to this very shortly. Jordan is up to its neck in this war that is expanding and will further expand after last night's dopey speech by your president. Jordan is training. Jordan is the headquarters. Whatever was going on, it couldn't have been done probably without Jordan. The war, 6 days ago, remember, they met 6 days ago. Well, you got your presidential speech, and you got America back in the Middle East, and you got money flowing every which way, and you have total chaos. And I want to say I don't view it at all as coincidence. All right? Just to let you know, not at all. And we're going to return to that. The Vatican is up to it. And I'm going to remind you, in November, the Pope is going to Turkey to pray for peace, supposedly, and going to go to the Iraqi border to pray for refugees. There isn't a Christian with a home left in Iraq. All their monuments and they've been crushed. They've been destroyed in the last year and a half. What exactly is he praying for? But leave that be. He'll be there in November after meeting with Paris and after discussing with the Jordanians. Something really, really awful is going to happen. All right? Just to let you know, that part is a prediction on my part, but it's a really educated one. Give me credit for that and leave it go. Now, there's so much to cover, but I have to talk about a report that came out, I guess, a week ago as well. Israel's Arutz Dime, it's called Channel 2. They're the primary mainstream news source in Israel. Well, they were leaked a report by the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, of course. And, oh my goodness gracious, should we be worried from this report? In short, Hezbollah, they're expecting a war with Hezbollah, okay? That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Oh, and by, I hate to interrupt it. If my voice sounds a little funny, my teeth are killing me. There, I said it. I'm apologizing in a way. I'm doing it with really hurting teeth. Now let's go back to this report. Well, they had an IDF brigade commander, Colonel Dan Goldfuss, interviewed on TV about the report, but he said that a conflict with Hezbollah will be, quote, a whole different story from the Israel-Hamas conflict, which killed, 2,400 people. It doesn't matter. He says that was a piece of cake. this time around, we're going to have to use a lot of force to prevail over Hezbollah. He said Hezbollah. Oops, I hear some music.
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when we have to slow down. Go ahead.
All right. The report says that Hezbollah has an estimated 10,000 rockets. I guessed 50 on this show last week. Double that. 10 times as many as there were in Hamas. And listen, Hamas shot off 7,000. It's still got a few thousand left. But that's minor compared to 100,000 aimed at a little country. But that's not even the scary part. They also have 5,000 long-range missiles with precision guidance system covering all of Israel.
And hang on to that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish talking about the next war in the North.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, Dr. Stan, and Barry is talking about the fact that Hezbollah has about 5,000 precision-guided missiles. Now, this means that from 50 miles away, they can take off half your hand. And basically, of course, Barry is very concerned that Hezbollah attacks Israel, they will knock out their air bases, they knock out their air bases, they knock out their air force, and Israel would be without Sunni fighter planes and a means of defending itself effectively. And Sunni Barry says that he knows how many air bases there are, they're not that many, and it would be very easy, certainly for Hezbollah, to wipe out Israel's air force simply by wiping out their air bases. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, that would be part of it, that's for sure. And they're smarter than they were in 2006 with better missiles. 100,000 of them. Remember, Israel got hit with 7,000, and this Iron Dome was touted as the savior of Israel. It'll have a worse problem with 100,000 potentially aimed at Israel. Oh, this is a nightmare at every corner of Israel. All right, let's go through the border. As with Hamas in Gaza, the report said, Hezbollah has also been tunneling under the Israeli border ahead of the planned attack. Now, I'm going to go through this thoroughly with you. All right, first, let's quote a local council chief. His name is Yossi Adoni of the Male Yosef Council. He said dozens of border area residents have reported the sounds of tunneling under their homes since 2006. Look, Israel has had the technology to take out tunnels. An intelligence colonel, his name is Yossi Langotsky. I've quoted him on your show. Israel has had the sonar echolocation technology. It can hear tunnels. But more to the point, if the residents heard the tunneling under their homes, they know where to dig without the technology. Langotsky said the IDF wouldn't listen to him. He says because they didn't take the threat seriously. I say that's baloney. I say they took the threat plenty seriously. There was backhanded politics he didn't know about. All right, leave it at that. What this report, and it's only a week, 10 days old, massive, the Israeli public had better be prepared for. If you thought Hamas gave you a problem, wait till you see what's coming from the north. And I'm going to dive into that as well. But what can you say? The tunnels are being dug. They know where they're being dug. And the IDF is doing nothing to destroy them. There, I said it, before the next war from the north. But look, I want to do just one thing before I return to the war in the north. Look, I wrote an article that's so relevant because Obama used it as a pretext to start his expanding war. And that was the beheading of an American journalist, Steve Sotloff. Now, I wrote about this when I read CV, his biography. I knew this biography personally. And I want you to know, Steven Sotloff was an Israeli-American. And he studied at the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya. Now, I had some pretty serious information to talk about. And boy, a lot of my readers said, what are you doing exposing the Interdisciplinary Center? Look, Michael Oren, your previous ambassador to Washington, we were drafted together. We became close friends during the early draft, and we met afterwards. Well, oh, I hear that music.
Well, what Barry is basically saying is that at least one of these two people who was beheaded for, and because of the beheading of the Americans, well, we're going to have to get involved in a war over there. But at least one of them was an intelligent agent, a Mossad intelligent agent. Is that what the point you want to make, Barry?
Well, that's certainly a pretty serious point, but there's more to it than that.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here with Barry in just a few minutes. But nothing as it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the verge of a major war in that part of the world, and it will involve the United States and be used as a justification to bring about this one world government. That's what it's really all about.
While the storm clouds gather,
rangers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold on, Tom.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Barry believes, and I believe as well, that the beheadings of the two Americans were planned to justify getting America into the war over there. There are a lot of people who say, oh, it was all well put on. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Nor does Barry. Basically, they need an excuse to rally the American people into a war, and basically the beheading of the two Israelis, and actually one of them was American agent, but was American, but be that as it may.
No, he was an American Israeli. He held dual citizenship.
Well, okay, fine, but be that as it may, they need an excuse to rally the American people psychologically to be willing to go to war. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, from the point of view, what a coincidence. The only Israeli held by the rebels. Initially, the Syrian rebels. It was passed on to ISIS, was an Israeli. Look, I got the reports from the Jewish media about who he was, and I think I have a pretty good grip on it. The first sent to me was from Debbie Schlussel, and this is floating around all over the place, that he, look, he was in Yemen for 3 years. He learned to speak Arabic, and he was a traitor to the Jews and to Israel. If anything, her rant, well, let's just say very biased view of his career. It just convinced me that he was deep undercover.
All right, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your radio programs, how they can get your books, and certainly how they can get to your PayPal button, because Barry is certainly one of our major sources of accurate information on what's going on over there. Most of the people who report from Israel simply report what what appears to be. Barry looks behind the obvious and tries to get the truth. How can people get to your information?
Oh, all my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. Write in my last name in the search box, Chamish, Chamish. Well, thanks to David Samarin, I do have a website that's up to date, and that's barrychamish.com. You'll see the books, you'll see my address, get a hold of me. I'm always glad to hear from people, and I do have a PayPal button. And folks, I somehow have survived this long because of you. Anyone who wants to support what I'm doing, go to it. So that's barrychamish.com. Last message, that is for Letitia. Yeah, give me a call about my teeth. They're interfering with radio interviews now. There, I did it. That's all the advertising. Now let's go. Debbie Schlussel, she was too one-sided, but it was also important information, and it helped put something, let's call it one-sided, in the other direction, perhaps, or maybe more balanced. That was Leah Stern's eulogy, not at the funeral. There was no body at the memorial service for Stephen Sutloff. She gave the speech. Now, follow the with me. She's very sentimental, and, well, she says, I'll never forget his smile and the mischievous twinkle in his eye. We shared a bottle of single malt whiskey and a Cuban cigar and joked about how two Israeli Jewish journalists could inconspicuously camp out in a remote watering hole in Lebanon, of all places, and how dangerous and illegal it was. I'd like to know who paid for that trip. I don't think there's any magazine who paid for that trip. But nonetheless, the two of them were in Lebanon. But it turns out they studied together at the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya. And they went to the Arab world together. If you think this story is what Jews who turn up from America to Israel, if you think it's typical, it isn't. All right? We find out that he covered the uprisings in Egypt. In short, here's what she says. Stephen realized that, quote, I have to believe there is good somewhere in this world of darkness that we live in. Very noble, very noble. Now, keep following this eulogy, because it's not really a normal eulogy. Well, let's go on. He shared with me that it was never about breaking the big story or getting too hard to reach officials. Here's why Stephen learned Arabic. So I could speak speak with the common people, he said. It was nothing more than to share the stories of the untold to the people of the West. That's why he was in Lebanon, and that's why he was in Egypt, and that's why he was beheaded in Syria. Now, his articles, according to, again, Leah, were in Time, the Jerusalem Report, Foreign Policy. Now, after he was captured, look, you go on the internet, you find Stephen Sotloff all over the place. Now, let us continue with the eulogy. As we spoke further, we realized that we had much more in common than we could ever imagine. We both studied journalism, affiliated with the Interdisciplinary Center of Herzliya. I hate when names repeat. This name is repeating, and the story is repeating, and you get to be a journalist from that center. Well, in the case of Stephen Sotloff, you get to be beheaded from that center. Look, I'm going to say it, and I will continue to say it. He was working deep underground, undercover. Now, Leia, well, she's a lovely girl with a lovely website, and she gave a lovely yet revealing eulogy. Now, get ready for this. Following his kidnapping, a small group of Stephen's friends and associates raced to systematically remove any reference online to his Israeli roots. The U.S. and Israeli media agreed to cooperate in concealing this information in order not to jeopardize his life. Boy, did he have high-level people. People who could wipe your name off the entire internet after you've been in Foreign Policy, in Time Magazine, in the Jerusalem Report. No, of course, the Jerusalem Post. Boy, that is, what a great friendship group. What they claimed is ISIS didn't know he was Israeli because his friends wiped him off the internet. I'm just going to stop and ask you, Dr. Stan, let's say your life was at stake and your friends got together. Could they wipe you out of the entire internet systematically?
Absolutely. There'd be no way to do that.
Nope. Sure isn't. That's why I say this eulogy is so revealing because it's so wacky in a way. But I believe, first of all, I'm not sure about the internet part, whether she actually believed that happened. But the fact that she's sitting in downtown Beirut having a whiskey and laughing that they were inconspicuous, even though they were obviously Jewish and they were both tied to Israel, that is not a normal eulogy, putting it mildly. That's the one I trust more than the Schlüssel, Debbie Schlüssel one. By a lot. That one, I think, is in its own way accurate.
Well, I think there's little question at all that the beheading was staged. I'm not saying it didn't take care.
He was beheaded.
I'm not saying he wasn't beheaded. I'm just saying it was staged intentionally so they could justify getting America into the war over there. They wanted two beheadings to inflame the American people so we would be willing to go to war. Go ahead.
Well, how ISIS would cooperate with a war that would be, waged against them is so under the table and illogical. I'm not even going to attempt to answer that, okay? We don't know what's going on, so we have to guess. That would seem to be the stupidest thing they could have done on the face of it. Now they've got a war.
Unless that is exactly what they wanted, unless they wanted to create an incident that would bring America into a war directly with ISIS and justify the bombing then of both Syria and Iraq.
Who knows anymore? who knows? We know that ISIS was initially trained to fight as a Syrian rebel army by the United States. We know that. Oh, well, let me get to that. I'm going to get to that very shortly. Look, here's what's going on right now as we talk about Hezbollah and any excuse to get the IDF thinks they're waiting. They're looking for any excuse to start a northern front. Now, right now, at this very moment, well, here's the headline. Amid fierce battles inside Syria, IDF orders Israeli farmers, civilians to evacuate. All right, they're off the Golan Heights because 200 yards away from them, well, I'm going to read the articles before I dive into the next part. One, New York Times. Now, follow, just follow this. All right, Islamist rebels capture border crossings between Israel and Syria. Islamist opposition fighters in Syria, including members of the Qaeda-linked Nusra Front, took control of the Kenetra crossing. All right, one. Two, Haaretz, even more left-wing than the New York Times, fighters of the Nusra Front arrived en masse in southern Syria near the Israeli border. There. Now you have the Nusra Front. You know who they are, and they're causing Israelis to leave their farms. All right. Now, Debka. I'm going to read a report from Debka. Came out, like 10 days ago, 12 days ago, whatever. It was accurate. And it did vindicate, well, Klein and Eyal. I would say, well, he was first for me to understand what Debka is now going to verify and vindicate. All right. Now, I don't always, I stopped using Debka many years ago, because they were wrong. But this article isn't wrong. And they've improved tremendously. They're now worried Israelis. All right, I'm going to give you the intelligence site. Debka reporting on the Syrian rebel offensive. All right, get ready. Would have stood no chance without Israel's aid, not just in medical care, but also in arms, intelligence, and food. Israel acted as a member, along with the U.S. and Jordan, of a support system for rebel groups fighting in southern Syria. Their efforts are coordinated through a war room, which the Pentagon established last year near Amman.
But of course, Barry, the thing is that suddenly these rebels are anti-Israel, and if they were successful, they would be attacking Israel next. So why in heaven's name would Israel be supporting the rebels that hate Israel? That doesn't make sense.
You're assuming again that Israel's actual leadership has anything to do with Israel's actual people. All right? That's a major assumption on your part.
Well, I'm just pointing this out. Basically, you're absolutely right. Certainly, Israel's leadership is not certainly directed by people who are pro-Israel. They are being told what to do, just exactly as Netanyahu is being told what to do, just exactly as so many of the Israeli leaders are being told what to do, not certainly by the Israeli people or by even their own cabinets, but by this so-called globalist movement, which is using certainly the situation there in preparation for the coming one world, this great war that's coming.
I won't even go that far. I'll just keep it down to earth. This is what an Israeli mainline, probably the only intelligence site from Israel, are reporting. Let's just go on. The efforts are coordinated through a war room, which the Pentagon established last year near Amman. The U.S., Jordanian, and Israeli officers manning the facility determine which rebel factions are provided with reinforcements from the special training camps for Syrian rebels in Jordan, and which will receive arms. Well, again, I will say Safawi is the training camp in Jordan where they're now. Actually, Obama said that Saudi Arabia would be training the new Syrian rebels. It doesn't matter. You're manipulating the war. You're moving the chess pieces. All right. This is an American operation, and you are telling which rebels get which arms, supposedly in consultation with Jordanians and Israelis. I doubt their role is that profound. Okay. But let's carry on. Remember, this is vindicating what I've been saying for 3 months. Now get ready. All three governments understand perfectly that some of their military assistance is bound to percolate to Al-Qaeda's Syrian arm, Jabhat al-Nusra. There, we got that back, which is fighting in the rebel ranks. Shall I continue after the music?
Yep, go right ahead.
In short, neither Washington nor Jerusalem would be comfortable in admitting they are arming Al-Qaeda's Nusra Front in southern Syria.
In other words, basically, why, of course, we are funding Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda is part of this whole radical Islamic movement. But why are we doing that? Why are we doing everything we can to undermine Israel?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. We're going to... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry, we're out of time. But Barry was just making the point that certainly some of the arms that were used to kill the Israelis actually came from Israel in this recent battle in Gaza with Hamas. So basically nothing is, appears to be. There are other forces out here, and unless you understand them, nothing makes sense.
Barry, well, a few people are trying.
Okay, I know they are, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
See you then.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And basically, how do we understand what is going on in the world today? Well, basically, of course, you need to understand that there are supernatural forces at work. And basically, suddenly we have the political war, we have the ideological war, but there is a supernatural component to what's going on. And until you understand that, until you understand that there really are people who worship a different God, that basically there are people who control the United States who hate Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That is certainly why they are backing the U.S. military that is over in Iraq and in Syria. And they're actually financing and helping the people who are killing the Christians. Why would they do that? Why? Because, of course, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And until you understand that, really nothing makes sense. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. If you want to know why you don't hear these things through the regular media, why, of course, you need to get the book of the new media monopoly. And of course, both books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But basically, of course, the Brotherhood of Darkness is made up of secret societies. I've been to their headquarters. I've been to their files. And certainly, basically, they consist of the Council on Foreign Relations. What is the Council on Foreign Relations? It's a front for a secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. And Cecil Rhodes was deeply involved in the occult, as were the people who surrounded him. And basically, they operated through secret societies and occult organizations to bring about this one world government. And certainly, this has been attempted for thousands of years. Certainly, Nimrod wanted a one world government. The ancient Persians, the ancient Assyrians, the ancient Medes, the ancient Babylonians, the ancient Egyptians all wanted to create a one world government. And God always intervened and prevented it from happening. And certainly, Greece tried to accomplish this. That's what Alexander the Great wanted. He wanted a one-world government. And certainly, basically, the Romans wanted a one-world government. And certainly, Hitler wanted a one-world government. And Napoleon wanted a one-world government. They all wanted to rule the world, and none of them succeeded anywhere near as well as the Cecil Rhodes and the secret societies that he has created. And, of course, they operate through things like Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. But CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, you need to get the information, and you can get it through my ministry. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Where you can actually read our newsletters going back to the mid-1990s. And you must understand that this is not simply a political battle. It's a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield. So we do hope that many of you out there, well, if you're in a position financially to help Radio Liberty, will join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And we do hope, of course, you'll go to our webpage and watch our DVDs and listen to our radio programs and read our newsletters. We also hope, of course, that you'll pray for America. You'll pray for revival. You'll pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, are they going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who certainly has been involved in trying to educate people for the better part of 50 years? He puts out a report at 3 o'clock every morning with 10 points, and certainly covers what's going on here in California. But he also covers many of the stories that affect here in the United States, and we've asked Stephen to be with us to bring us up to date on what's really going on behind the scenes. Stephen, pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, always good to be with you. Today is 9/11, and I'd like to begin our discussion this evening by talking about 9/11 and it's all the factors surrounding it. As you and your audience know, last night the president was on national TV, and he announced that we are going to bomb the ISIS organization and troops all over the Middle East. And his words were, we are going to destroy them. Now, when I hear the words bombing and destruction, it sounds like he's going to war with the ISIS Islamic terrorist jihadists. Actually, when you listen to the speech, he never once used that word war. And in fact, this afternoon, Secretary of State John Kerry in the Middle East announced that the President of the United States did not declare war on ISIS. So I ask you and your audience a simple question. How could you not be declaring war on somebody that you're trying to bomb back to the Stone Age? And it's that type of confusing message that Obama gives on one night and the U.S. Secretary of State gives the next afternoon that confuses our friends, emboldens our enemies, and allows Congress to look confused because they refuse to take the action that is necessary to protect this country. So today is a very sad day, not merely because of 13 years ago what happened in New York City or 2 years ago what happened in Benghazi, but it's a sad day because the President of the United States has shown himself to be one of the weakest presidents in the history of our nation, but more importantly, not a supporter of or protector of the freedom and the safety of the American people and the free people of the world.
And, of course, the thing is, according to our Constitution, only Congress can declare war. According to our Constitution, only Congress can certainly utilize our military for political action. It has to be done by the Congress, and then, of course, the purpose of the president is, as the executive officer, carrying out the dictates of Congress, not declaring war unilaterally.
And I had that very conversation this afternoon with a very good friend of mine, a learned friend who's written some books on freedom. And I mentioned this Kerry situation with President Obama, and he reminded me that the reason, and you're on the right track there, Dr. Stan, the reason the president did not use the word war, and Kerry says we're not at war, is because if he uses those magic words, then he has to go to Congress for permission to do this. So what he's done is, he's doing the work, he's just not calling it what it is, and he's allowed to get away with warlike actions, sending of troops, which he said he was doing, forming coalitions to fight an enemy, which he is doing, bombing as much as he wants in several countries, not just in one, yet by not calling it a war, he's allowed to do it without any permission of Congress.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is simply pointing out that the president said that there are not going to be any boots on the ground. We're just going to send another 400 troops to be join the 1,200 troops who are already there. Well, basically, what do our soldiers wear? I mean, don't they wear boots? Oh, no, there's not going to be any boots on the ground. And basically, of course, we're going to be bombing, certainly, both Iraq and Syria. And basically, of course, what they're going to be doing is building a coalition of other countries. Then they're the ones that are supposed to be going in and fighting. But who are these countries? They don't tell us, because nobody wants to get involved in this war. And basically, the last thing that, in fact, Germany has just said, they're not going to be involved at all in the bombing. And basically, we're laying ourselves open for all sorts of complications as we get pulled further and further into this senseless confrontation. But I fear that this is part of a prologue to a major conflict over there that is eventually going to spread to America. But go right ahead.
And so we have on the military side and the Constitution side one major problem for the U.S., but I believe the bigger problem is what I call the F word, freedom. And if you're not allowed to go on an airplane to go to Hawaii from San Francisco without being searched and show ID, but illegal aliens are allowed to get on a plane anywhere, men and women that have no background check, no identification, no idea where they come from, they indeed could be just economic illegal aliens, or they could be part of the drug cartel, or they could be terrorists. In fact, yesterday in Los Angeles, 1,000 federal agents, 1,000 raided the garment district, the fashion district of downtown Los Angeles, and raided several companies that are being used not only to design and sell dresses, but as a money laundering operation and a drug selling operation for the Sinaloa drug cartel of Mexico. And just in that one day yesterday, the federal government was able to seize out of these facilities $65 million of drug money and money to be laundered. $65 million. That is a lot of money, even for the drug cartel. And so 1,000 agents had to do that, yet at the same time they were raiding these facilities in downtown Los Angeles, the Obama administration was opening up the borders so that illegal aliens can come through. And that leads us to another part of the problem. In some areas along the California border, the illegal aliens coming into the country, into our nation and our state, have gone down to a trickle, which is a good thing, except that it's not the American government that stopped it. It's not the American military or the border guards that work for the United States. It was the Mexican military that was able to stop the illegal aliens coming into our country, and they're trying to stop the illegal aliens coming into their country on their southern border with their military. So it's the Mexican government we have to thank for this, not the American government. So while the president is bombing terrorists in the Middle East, he's allowing terrorists to come into the United States through our southern borders. And as shown by a man by the name of James Keefe, he was able to, he's a famous documentarian, he was able to show last week that if he wanted to, he could bring in the Ebola virus into the United States through Canada. And he proved that, and the federal government's done nothing to protect us from the Ebola virus being transported into this nation. And Keith did a deal where on the Mexican border, he waded across a river in Texas with a dressed up as Bin Laden, and no one stopped him. And so terrorists can come through the southern borders, yet the president is worried about jihadists in the Middle East, but he's not concerned about jihadists in Monterey or Wichita.
We live in a world gone mad, Steve. We live in a world gone mad. Go ahead.
Well, and because of all this, our freedoms have been taken away from us. If you remember, President Nixon was impeached mainly because he bugged two offices and thought that he would use the IRS to inflict harm and harass liberal organizations. He only talked about doing that, and he was impeached. Whereas the president of the United States, Barack Obama, or as I prefer to call him, Barack the First, spied on us using the NSA on every American and on world leaders, and no one says a word about that. Barack Obama has used the IRS to harass and to violate the law in stopping people using their freedom of speech through the Internal Revenue Service, granting a 501c3 designations. And so we have a president of the United States currently that used the IRS, continue to use it to this very moment, the NSA to spy on all of us, and he knows even talking about impeaching him, whereas President Nixon was impeached for wiretapping two offices and thinking about using the IRS. So our freedoms are greatly endangered in this country.
But I would ask you simply, Stephen, why don't the Republican leaders, why doesn't John Boehner and the other leading Republicans impeach or try to impeach Barack Obama? And basically, no, they want to just bring a lawsuit against him. And the truth of the matter is they're all in bed together as far as I'm concerned. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm not sure you're going to like the answer, but you deserve and your audience deserves an honest answer to your question. And the reason why the Republicans don't bring impeachment against Obama is that they saw what happened when they brought impeachment against Bill Clinton. It backfired on them, and it hurt them at the polls. And so they don't want to do that this close to the November election. So they'll bring a lawsuit thinking that it makes some people happy. It doesn't. And at the same time, allowing the President of the United States to every day violate the laws of this country and the Constitution, whether it be through Obamacare or the racism of the open racism of the Department of Justice, it really doesn't matter anymore. And so the Republicans are playing politics with the issue of impeachment rather than looking at the principle that you can't have a president of the United States violating the law, everybody knows it, and expect the public to obey the law themselves and not be hypocrites in support of the federal government. How can you support a government that thinks you are the terrorist? If they want to take away your money, if they want to take away your freedom of speech, if they demand that you show identification because you're an American citizen, all you have to do to get on that plane to Hawaii is just say, I'm an illegal alien, and you can get on without any harassment. And that's a very sad state of affairs.
Agreed. Go right ahead.
And I've used a statement for many years that I truly believe. Every dollar of taxation is a dollar or less of freedom. The money you earn and are free to spend as you see fit, whether on housing, on cars, on food, on travel, on books, whatever you decide you want to spend your money for that you've earned, that's freedom. That is your right. If you decide you want to use your money to send your children to private school, that should be your right. So every time government raises taxes, every time there's a new fee, every time the cost of milk and bread and eggs go up and beef goes up and they have skyrocketed in the last year, that means you have to pay more. But why did they go up? Because of government regulations and government taxation. And so what happens is the more the taxes go up, the less money you have to spend the way you want to spend it, in any legitimate legal way you wish to spend it, your choice, and you don't have that money, you have lost freedom. And so I take a look at the issue of taxation, not of one of heavy taxes, but one of a loss of freedom. And I think that with the President of the United States using Obamacare as a sword against the American people, there was a story on Fox News today of how much the cost of going to a doctor is when you have the Obamacare through the exchanges. Not only do you pay a fee to every month to an agency or an insurance company approved by the federal government, but when you actually see a doctor, you have to then pay to see the doctor, and you have to out-of-pocket pay for certain services, and you wind up paying almost double each year. If you have physical problems, you're going to pay almost double each year for your health care that you wouldn't have had to under the old system. And that takes away your freedom. First, your freedom to see the doctor of your choice, because not all doctors participate. Most doctors don't want to participate. It stops your freedom of choice of hospitals. And it also saps your freedom of choice because the cost is so high, you have less money for freedom to choose other ways of spending your money.
Well, Obamacare has been certainly a disaster. And basically, of course, it's, as you say, it's probably going to end up costing the average citizen about twice as much for medical care as he was paying before. We'll be back in just a moment with Stephen Frank right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is simply talking about the problems that we're going to have at our November elections. And basically here in California, about half of the people just are not going to vote at all because they don't think it's going to make any difference. There are at least 24 different areas where suddenly they are going to have just one party on the ballot, and there will be a liberal Democrat and a conservative Democrat, but there'll be no Republicans on the ballot. And basically this is something increasingly we're seeing across the nation. Rather than having parties nominate candidates, we're having suddenly the parties nominate the candidates, and only one party is nominating candidates and getting them on the ballots. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Steve.
The way I like to put it is kind of like an election in Cuba where there's only one party on the ballot, or to make it more biblical, it's kind of like God showing Eve to Adam and saying, now choose a wife. I mean, there is no choice here. And so we're at a position in this country that, or in this state and in many states, where there's no electoral or political freedom. And when you have a one-party rule, you have hubris. You have corruption that goes unabated. And that's really the big problem here in California, in New York, in Washington, D.C., the major cities of this country, that we have major corruption. I'll give you an example from Los Angeles. Some of your audience may know that a few weeks ago, a water pipe broke on a major street right next to UCLA and flooded Pauley Pavilion, where they play basketball, and a school building and a parking lot, caused $20 to $40 million worth of damage. And some reporter checked to find out when the last time that water pipe had been checked and when it was scheduled to be replaced. And the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power has a set schedule to replace all of the water pipes in the city. And the schedule runs, and this is not a typo, 300 years. There are some pipes that are not scheduled to be replaced for 300 years. And we wonder why we have these catastrophes. And the reporter then tried to find out why so long. And the answer was that they don't have the money. It would take $4 billion to fix all the pipes. They don't have all the money. And literally, it is cheaper to pay on the lawsuits of the damaged private property than it is to fix the pipes, the water pipes in the city of Los Angeles owned by the LA Department of Water and Power. That's how corrupt the government is. And no one seems to care about this. And this 300-year schedule had been known for many years among the people in downtown Los Angeles. And so they don't fix it. And so how can you trust a government that thinks it's okay to bury your house in a flood? That happened at UCLA, and just this past weekend in parts of the San Fernando Valley, another water pipe burst and destroyed businesses and homes in the southern part of the San Fernando Valley. And again, the DWP finds it cheaper to pay the lawsuits and the housing replacements than it is to fix the pipes. 300 years replacement schedule? That's not even common sense.
Agreed, but then we live in a world gone mad, Steve, and I've been at this for a long time, and I have no question at all that most of what's going on today is totally illogical.
Well, I'm doing a story tomorrow that I took a look at it. I called some people in San Diego. When you say the world has gone mad, I had to really check this story out because I couldn't believe it. The San Diego Unified School District, a school district, bought from the Department of Defense for $5,000 a mine resistance vehicle. In other words, they bought a tank. This is a school district, and they bought a tank. And when asked what they're going to do with this tank, And as you may know, a tank is olive green, army green as we call it. And this tank, they're going to paint white and put red crosses on it. And the whole story is so nonsensical and so maddening. And then they say, but it's only going to cost us $500 a year to maintain the tank. Because, as you know, every school in the San Diego district has a problem with mines, and you need to have mine-resistant vehicles to tread on school property to protect those inside the tank from the mines that are on the school ground.
Hold that thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Stevens simply saying that the tank, similar to the one that the San Diego just recently bought, gets 9/10 of a mile to get to the gallon of gasoline or diesel fuel or whatever they're using. 9/10 of a mile to every gallon of gasoline. They bought the tank for $5,000. The question is, what about the upkeep on the tank? Isn't it expensive to keep up for the upkeep and maintenance of a tank?
So that's the other thing that I noted. They're claiming the cost of maintenance is only $500 a year. And I just don't believe that's even possible. First of all, people who work in the maintenance yard of the school district are not qualified tank maintenance engineers. I mean, they know trucks, they know cars, they can handle that, But a tank is a different sort of vehicle, and they have treads, and they have all sorts of internal moving parts, and it's just different than fixing a car. I remember at one point I had a problem, and this was in training, and I blew an engine in the tank I was driving. And this was in 1967, and at that time, the cost of replacing the engine was $25,000. I can't imagine what it would cost today.
Well, before we go on, is there anything else on that tank story before we get to suddenly letting people know how to get in touch with you?
I just want to make sure everyone understands this is the San Diego Unified School District. It's not the city of San Diego. It's the San Diego Unified School District that bought the tank.
Okay, Stephen. Well, basically, how can people get in touch with you? How can they subscribe to your publication? And how can they certainly get your information out across America?
Well, thank you for asking. I publish every day at 3 a.m., as you mentioned before, the California Political News and Views. It's 10 stories, like the tank story, that the general public wouldn't know about unless people like myself promoted it, the stories, and let folks know about it. You won't find these stories on the front page of the San Jose Mercury, the Chronicle, the Bee, the LA Times, or any other mainstream newspaper. You can go to capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com, and when you go there, you will see a banner. Click on California Political News and Views, and you can subscribe. Subscriptions are free. There's no charge, and you will get every morning at approximately 3 a.m. The stories of the day that you should know about that the mainstream media won't tell you about. And I ask you, if you do get the newsletter, to please forward it to your friends and associates so they can see what's going on as well.
Okay, fine. Well, then, do we have any other stories that you'd like to cover?
Well, there's one really crazy story that I'm doing. The state of California, as you may know, has decided to let criminals out of prison earlier than their sentences. And in many cases, the state of California is sending these prisoners to the county jails around the state. And there are 10 counties in particular, the largest counties, that have been taking so many of these prisoners, and the county residents have to pay for their medical care. And in the 10 counties, the cost of medical care for the prisoners that should be in state prison but instead are in county jails is $560 million. That means that the state of California is costing local taxpayers $560 million, which should be going to fixing of roads, fixing of water pipes, libraries, parks, and other significant local government needs. The problem is that they have no choice, because if the counties don't give qualified and quality care to the prisoners, they will then go to the ACLU, who will sue on their behalf, and they will become very rich when they leave prison or county jail, because the ACLU will win those cases on humanitarian grounds. And so the state has set up the local governments not only for failure, but for economic distress. And at the same time that they're doing that, the state government is selling the exchange program for Obamacare, Covered California, and telling citizens, decent citizens, honest ones, you have to pay more for your health care. You have to wait longer to see a doctor, if you can see a doctor, and you can't sue us. And so the prisoners now in California have more rights than do the people who are paying the bills for all this.
Incredible, incredible. Now, do the counties have to take the prisoners back? In other words, if the state says, we want you to take these prisoners, do you have to take them?
Well, they do have a choice. That's true. Instead of taking the prisoners, they could just put them out on the street. And a lot of counties just can't afford this. And even the counties that are paying the $560 million more each year are letting prisoners out of jail without parole, without a probation officer, because there are so many prisoners, the counties can't keep up on monitoring the parolees or those out on probation. And so these criminals are just out of prison, out of jail, and doing whatever they want without any supervision whatsoever. And so the state has created an economic distress on one hand and a safety issue on the other, and in both cases, the honest, decent citizen becomes the victim of the state policy.
Well, these are things that the average citizen really doesn't understand, and we're certainly not reading about it in our local newspapers. Go right ahead.
And so there's all of this craziness going on, and then you have the economic catastrophe that we're about to face here in the state of California. And of all places, it starts with a small town called Goleta in Santa Barbara County. And Goleta is the town right next to Isle Vista, which is where the UC Santa Barbara is. And on the other side is the city of Santa Barbara. The town of Goleta is a quaint little town. It has a lot of small businesses and is beginning to grow. Developers are looking to put in malls, strip malls, apartments, commercial buildings, and all this is being planned. But next week, the City Council of Goleta is going to be voting for a second time and final time on cutting off all further water connections in the city until the drought is over. In other words, once they pass that ordinance and it goes into effect either 15 or 30 days after its passage, nobody can refurbish their homes with a new bathroom or a new kitchen. No one could build a strip mall. No one could build an office building. No one could build a house. There'll be no construction in the city of Goleta until the drought is officially over. That will kill the economy of that city. Because as people, as developers want to go in and build the town, find out they can't and may not for several years, they're going to take their investments and go elsewhere where they are allowed to build and create and to create economic success for themselves, but also create jobs for the community. So jobs will be difficult to find in that community. And, of course, the bigger businesses are going to find that their water, they're going to start rationing water at some point. In the city of Montecito, which is south of Santa Barbara, Oprah Winfrey has a home. There is no water in Montecito. And it was reported on Fox News yesterday that Oprah Winfrey has to spend $4,000 a month to truck in water for her palatial mansion in Montecito. And others are also trucking in water for their homes in Montecito.
Well, now, why isn't there any water there, certainly? And why is this city passing this terrible legislation on water? Is there more shortage of water in this region elsewhere or what?
There is a total lack of water in the region, in this county. The lakes that provide and the reservoirs that provide the water for Santa Barbara are down to almost nothing. But Montecito was told a year ago that they had this problem, as was Goleta and the other towns in Santa Barbara County. About 20 years ago, the towns in the county of Santa Barbara put together a bond measure, passed it, and built a desalinization plant, which would have provided water in this drought and would have provided enough water to keep normal operations of the county going. That was 20 years ago. Since they finished the building of the desalinization plant, the environmentalists, on the basis that it would harm the fish in the ocean, have stopped the plant from being operative. So you have a $100 million desalinization plant that can't be used, and you have a need for water, but the environmentalists have determined that the fish in the ocean are more important than the people on the land. And even if they wanted to use the desalinization plant, which was built 20 years ago, they would have to upgrade the plant with new technology, and there has to be some other modernizations done to the plant. It may cost, I understood the cost would be about $24 million to do that. And of course, nobody has the money, and no one has the attorneys to fight the environmentalists, so they'd rather go thirsty in Santa Barbara County than just opening up that desalinization plant and provide water for the people.
Is there any justification at all for the environmentalist statement that this is going to harm the fish if they were to use the desalinization plant?
Yes, there is. When you look at their drafts of their briefs to the courts, they claim there is a potential of all of this harm and danger to the fish. Not real danger, just potential danger. And just because they can't prove it, they say, doesn't mean there isn't danger. Therefore, their word has to be taken that there is danger, even though only potential. And so why take the chance of opening up the desalinization plant? It sounds like circular reasoning, and it doesn't sound like something that should be accepted. But, of course, in Santa Barbara area, the judges are of that ilk, and so they, too, would rather go thirsty.
We live in a world gone mad, Steve. We live in a world gone mad.
Well, the biggest problem, Dr. Stan, is that there's so many of these little stories. A tank here, no water there, criminals being allowed on the streets, or we have to pay for their health care. All of that, there's just a lot of this going on. And it is so frustrating that the mainstream media refuses to report on all this and to let the people know the true status of our nation. We have nationally 6.1% unemployment, and Barack Obama is so proud of it. And, of course, what he's not saying is that the middle class in the last 5 years has lost 5% in real wages. They've gone from from $57,000 a year to $53,000 a year in income. That 70% of those who've been hired since Obama has been president are people who are having part-time jobs, not full-time jobs, and their jobs are low pay. Their jobs are mostly no benefit. And so you wonder why our economy is stagnant, but when you look at these numbers, you're surprised it's not worse. We have historically high non-labor participation rate of over 94 million people. We have 47 million people on food stamps, 46 or 47 million people, of which about a third are on disability, and that new third only got on disability in the last 5 years. And I asked a friend of mine in the insurance industry, how did this happen? How come we have so many people who are disabled? And they said, no, this is how it works. If you work for a company and you think you're going to be laid off or fired, before that happens, you file for disability, you will get disability, so not only will you get your unemployment, but you'll also get disability, and it looks different than being fired from a job. You're not working, not because you weren't good for the job or the company had to fire you because they couldn't afford you anymore, but you're disabled, therefore you're not working. And so that's why we've had this massive jump in disability, as we've had this jump in those taking food stamps. It goes hand in hand. And, of course, the federal government has been promoting the idea, file for disability, promoting in communities, file for food stamps. And there's a great TV ad, at least in the Los Angeles area. Did you know that if you're on food stamps in the United States, you also qualify for a free cell phone? And now we have these TV ads promoting the idea, and it's a happy-go-lucky grandma who's on TV saying, I got a phone for free, and I can keep in touch with my grandchildren, and if I have an emergency, and then you find out the true story, that because she's on food stamps, she automatically gets it, and of course, that's being charged off to those who are actually working, who then have to pay more in taxes to pay for this, which goes back to the more in taxes they pay, the less freedom they have, and the less ability to break out of poverty, and of even of the middle class, of moving from being poor to the middle class is being harmed at the same time. So we have all of these cross currents, none of which are good, and yet our national politicians and even our state ones, like Governor Brown, the very confused Governor Brown, continue to say that the recovery is slow but steady and is going in the right direction. I'm not sure what direction it's going into that you can call right when you have to raise the minimum wage in Los Angeles, and the mayor of Los Angeles says if you raise the minimum wage in L.A., you will help 40% of the workers.
Well, that's all. We'll be right there.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Steve Frank from capoliticalnews.com. Let me recommend you get his material. I get it and read it. It comes on a daily basis. It's free and a wonderful source of information that you're not going to get elsewhere. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to our program, who agree with certainly our basic philosophy, and understand that basically America is under attack, not certainly from ISIS or certainly from terrorists over there in the Middle East or from the communists, but that we are under attack from within. And there is a subversive group that controls both of our political parties and is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. As we pointed out so many times before, why in heaven's name do you think we have military bases in 800 to 1,000 nations in the world? Do you really think they're defending America? Why do we have our troops stationed in 135 nations? And then, of course, we're adding dozens of nations in Africa where we're sending our troops to. Why are we doing that? Are we defending America? Of course not. But basically, you're not supposed to understand that there is a small group of globalists. They're not more than probably 4,000 or 5,000 of them, but they're fabulously wealthy. They certainly want power, and their objective is to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And basically, they want to join all religions together, and they want to destroy Christianity. Because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, very little of what's going on today really makes any sense. We were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and the average individual has literally no idea of what's going on today. There are lots of people who talk about UFOs and aliens from other galaxies. Well, there are certainly a supernatural element to what's going on today, but it has to do with this eternal battle between good and evil that's described in the Bible, and there really are supernatural forces. There really are people who worship Lucifer here in the United States today, and they are using their financial and military power to push these ideas and to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why certainly our military and our special forces overseas are backing of the revolutionary forces that are killing Christians over there. Basically, there were a million and a half Christians in Iraq a couple of years ago. They're down to maybe 150,000 today, thanks to American foreign policy and the slaughter of Christians throughout the world. And if you're not involved in this battle and bringing out the truth, then you are part of the problem, because men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. And we need you to join in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and certainly what is going on today to actually stop this effort to destroy Christianity. These people are well organized, well financed, and they hate the God of the Bible. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters to help finance what we do, quite frankly, we need your help to maintain our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're broadcasting, bringing the truth to people who are not going to get it through other channels. So if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927.